only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, here we go. Good morning.
You know what? You're fine.
713, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
What's up, dude?
All righty. Well, it is everyone's favorite time to relieve a little pressure, if you will. It's time for your morning dump.
What would you know about the morning dump? With Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah, pump it. Louder, pump it, louder. What's that Black Eyed Peas song? Don't they have that? Pump it, louder, pump it, louder. That's what I'm going to do from here on out. Okay, well, I hate to be the bearer of more bad news, but sadly, another legend has passed. Ron Pompeo has died. You will know him from literally every late night infomercial possible in the 90s. He's actually the guy who came up with the catchphrase, set it and forget it, to help sell the countertop rotisseries. Wow. Also, the guy who coined, but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Ron,
so many catchphrases.
He was the king of it, man. He was. He was doing it like back in the 50s, I think. He was the guy behind the spray-on hair in a can, the pocket fisherman, the Chop-O-Matic, everything, you know? A real legend in there.
You know what's wild is we're doing a topic today that has something directly to do with him.
Did we kill Ron Pompeo?
I'm hoping not.
Was it because of us?
It's kind of weird that...
Son of a bitch, we killed him. He was 86 years old, so, I mean, he had a nice long life, and he's one of those guys that just could sell. And I think it's so interesting that you could put really anyone on TV to promote a product, but for some reason, there's people that make careers, and I don't know what it is, if it's about their delivery, if it's about their demeanor, but there's something about certain people that other people latch onto, I guess, because think about it. We know infomercial people. Like, you see a picture of Ron Pompeo, you know who he is, all right?
I know that guy. I've seen that guy so many times. He sold me so many things.
You hear Billy Mays' voice, you know. And like
Billy Mays.
It's just weird that there are infomercial people that you trust. And if you just throw some random person on there, you're not going to be as interested. You're not going to pick up that phone, but you trust Ron. You trust Billy. There's something to it, man, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, especially Billy with that painted-on beard. There's something about
you. Don't trust Vince. There's something about Vince.
I think it's
shady.
The Britney Spears headphone thing that he wears. I think that's what that is.
You know, what it is. I think it's the East Coast accent is what it is. It's someone that sounds like they're from the East Coast, like Boston. There's no way I'm buying something.
Vince. Hey,
trust me. All right, I got a line on this. It fell off a truck. I know a guy that knows a guy. Yeah. It's amazing.
Vince always kind of looked like the night before. Like, dude, you stayed up to like 4 a.m. the night before. It was definitely hookers and cocaine.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Didn't he get arrested for that? I think he got arrested for that. So, yeah, he looked exactly like you'd expect him to act.
And that's kind of what I want from a sales guy. You know, there's something about that.
Any guy who rhymes linguine with panini and string bikini while he's promoting a product on an infomercial.
Slap chop.
That's the kind of guy I want in there. But, Ron, I mean, and two, you got to give credit where credit is due. He sold a bunch of useless crap to millions of people. Uh-huh. And to be able to convince all of these people sitting up late at night watching their TVs going, you know what? I need that hair in a can. I really do. I noticed it's been a little thin in the back. I'm going to do it. Thank you, Ron.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
And I can get two of them for the price of one.
However, the one thing I will say, the product that is not a shtick or a waste of money, the Pocket Fisherman, and I'm happy to say Ron convinced me to buy a Pocket Fisherman all those years. No, he convinced me to annoy my parents enough to buy me a Pocket Fisherman all those years ago.
Is that the Ronco? The Ronco?
Yeah, the Ronco Fisherman? Pocket Fisherman. And Ron was the guy behind that, man. Unbelievable.
I've got two of them, Brock. Yeah, I've got two.
Exactly.
I was sold twice.
Well, you need one for each vehicle, Hunter. I mean, come on.
You know? Hey, it's a travel. You can put them in anything.
That's right. That's right.
I feel like I could tell you the commercial right now. Let's recite it.
Ron's got it.
Was he the original OG of...
I don't know if he was the original one, but, dude, he's been doing it. Like, there's black and white video of Ron doing infomercials. So, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Rest in peace. You know what? Thank you for selling me some of the coolest things in my life.
Yeah.
So, set it
and forget it. Oh, my God. Mom, it's so easy. You won't have to worry about cooking anymore. It's
great. Ever again.
You won't burn it. You won't burn it. You worthless mother. You won't burn it anymore. Lastly.
Hold for an hour.
So rest in peace, Ron. We're going to miss you, man. We're going to miss you. I wonder if they chopped him up with the Chop-O-Matic and then put him in.
God.
Well, gonna save space, man.
You know what they set his cop. You set it. Forget about him.
Oh, no. Does his coffin rotate?
That's terrible. Damn.
Evenly buried on both sides. That's what it is. I mean, you got to have fun with it. Lastly, Facebook is recalling 4 million of their Oculus VR headsets because it's giving people a rash. The removable foam pads on the Quest 2 headsets are making users break out more than usual and causing itchy hives, burning, and rashes around their eyes and nose. Facebook plans to replace the itchy foam pads with new ones. Maybe it's because people aren't taking them off.
Exactly. That's what it is. It sucks you in and you can't take it off. You know, which is wild, too, because after a while, even as light as it is, that thing still gets a little heavy on your head.
Yeah.
Like, there's a time. I got one. You know, you've been over and you've played it.
Yeah.
It's time where you got to take it off.
Oh, for sure. I think that's the problem. I don't know if it's so much the actual product. I think it's because people will literally spend hours and hours daily living in virtual reality, watching porn.
Another thing, too, is when I got mine, dude, I got mine during COVID. So I definitely bought the silicone, like, seal, like face thing.
Yeah.
Just in case I was going to hand it to somebody else, I can take that off. Like, that's my silicone, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you pass that thing around, especially with the foam pad, you're going to break out a little bit.
Yeah.
Other people wearing it and get your greasy ass face all over.
Greasy ass.
Yeah, stay away from my headset.
When you're playing like that Whiplash game, sweating your ass off in there, of course you're gonna have issues, man. So that'll probably be
that's a
Whiplash
game.
Pistol, whatever. Nerd, you and your VR, get out of here.
Game, dude.
But so if you got an Oculus Rift VR, whatever it is, take it off your face for every once in a while, get back into reality, you'll be okay.
You're already pimply enough.
Yeah,
you need to keep that thing up.
God. All right, so we got Ron Pompeo and Facebook Oculus VR headsets for your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX.